next item is Breakwater MRRPC revised record plan on Road 268.
Now, this item was last deferred at the March 18, 2009 meeting, pending comments from the State Fire Marshal's Office. The intent of the revised plan is to revise the setbacks for the multifamily fee simple lots and revise the parking rationale. The approved site plan currently has a 40-foot front rear yard aggregate with minimum side yards of 20 feet. The developers are requesting a front and rear yard aggregate of 30 feet with minimum 5-foot side yard setbacks. The approved parking for the multifamily has 441 parking spaces. The revised plan references 207 for the fee simple and the multifamily units. This is based on the requirements of the current ordinance. Since the project is a planned community, commission may modify the setbacks and requirements. The State Fire Marshal's Office has approved the revised plan. I sent each of you a copy of the proposed revised plan, the existing recorded plan, and the developer's response on how they feel that the revised plan is better than the existing recorded plan.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I've had the opportunity to visit this site on more than one occasion, the most recent one being yesterday. And while I'm probably the one that was voicing the concern about all the parking spots being eliminated, when in reality it's more a matter of the developer changing from all two-car garages to a lot of units having one-car garages. So some of those parking spots disappear with a one-car garage. The fact that the developer is proposing some blocks of parking that can be utilized by the residents or their guests, I think will greatly improve the parking for this particular development. Well, I do have to add that in my visit yesterday afternoon about 3 o'clock, in the one section in question, I didn't know there were 7 cars parked in the road and only 2 in the driveways. Question for you, Mr. Abbott.
Yes.
On the driveways, the code requires a minimum 20-foot length.
They can be 10 by 20. The actual parking space, 10 by 20s, 9 by 18 in some instances, and 9 by 17 or 8 by 17 for a compact cars.
Because I know we've had some other developments where there's a problem with the driveways having been shortened. Which presented a problem for parking. So, Mr. Chairman, based on the information that I have reviewed from the developer as well as the revised record plan that was submitted to us, my motion is for approval of the revised record plan for the Breakwater MRRPC. Specifically changing the aggregate from a 40-foot to 30-foot with a minimum 5-yard setback, as well as a revised parking plan. As part of that, I want to include in that motion that the developer pay particular attention to the 20-foot minimum driveway as part of their provision for parking.
Second.
So Moon seconded to approve Breakwater MRRPC revised record plan on Road 268, incorporating the comments stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Not voting.
Carried, and let the record show that Mr. Gordy is not voting. So motion carries 3-0.